Hello and welcome to your GCSE Computer Science Revision Podcast. Today we are diving into Topic 3, Computers. Whether you're revising for the first time or doing a final check before your exam, this episode covers everything you need. The von Neumann architecture, the fetch-decode-execute cycle, buses, secondary storage, operating systems, utility software, and programming languages. Let's get started. So, what actually is a computer? At its heart, a computer follows the stored program concept, an idea developed by John von Neumann in the 1940s. Both the program instructions and the data they work on are stored together in the same memory. This means a computer can be reprogrammed simply by loading different instructions. You don't need to rewire the hardware. That's why your laptop can run a web browser one moment and a game the next. This is the von Neumann architecture, and it underpins every computer you've ever used. The von Neumann architecture has four main components. First, the central processing unit, the CPU, the brain of the computer. Second, main memory, RAM, or random access memory. Third, input devices, like a keyboard or mouse. And fourth, output devices, like a monitor or printer. These components communicate through pathways called buses. We'll come back to those shortly. Let's zoom into the CPU. It contains three key parts. First, the control unit, or CU. Think of the control unit as the manager of the CPU. It doesn't do calculations itself, it coordinates everything. It fetches instructions from memory, decodes them, and tells other components what to do. If the CPU is the brain, the control unit decides what to think about next. Second, the arithmetic logic unit, the ALU. This is where the actual work happens. The ALU performs all arithmetic operations, addition, subtraction, multiplication, division, and all logical operations, like comparing two values. When your computer adds two numbers together, that's the ALU doing its job. Third, registers. Registers are tiny, ultra-fast storage locations inside the CPU itself. The program counter, PC, holds the memory address of the next instruction to be fetched. The memory address register, MAR, holds the address of the memory location being accessed. The memory data register, MDR, holds the data or instruction just fetched from memory. And the accumulator, ACC, holds the result of the most recent calculation. A useful memory hook, please make my answers. P for program counter, M for MAR, M for MDR, A for accumulator.